exactly this with another language, that, hey, this beauty is given to you, and don't ruin it, you should appreciate it. It's good. If you have some special talent, right, and you bring it out, here you're not showing off. Honestly, you bring it out and it's good and it works and it will, everybody could benefit out of it. Or you don't understand the beauty. Is that the case? You don't see yourself? Or you're playing this silly game? Yes. Now the answer.
Explaining that the purity and simplicity of the tranquil soul are disturbed by thoughts, just as you write or depict anything on the surface of a mirror, though you may obliterate it entirely, a mark and blemish will remain.
Again, you need some explanation. This is Rumi's time, and in Rumi time, the mirror is a polished metallic stuff or something like that. So it's not like now that you could write on it with the magic and clean it up and it's went off. Over there, if you write something on it, you will scratch it somehow and you ruin it. Okay. That's the trick. Yes.
The face of the tranquil soul in the body suffers wounds inflicted by the nails of thought.
The face of tranquil soul means what? The word is nafs mutmainnah. Is ego, but a special kind of ego, mutmainnah, is sure. Definitely, he knows that's iman, right? Believing in something is tranquil. So he will say, that. Of course it is in this body, physically is here, and my thinking is scratching the face of that one. Yes.
Know that evil thought is a poisonous snail. In deep reflection, it rends the face of the soul.
This is something that you don't think about. And you should, because this is a very important lesson. This paragraph by itself, first of all, is that, listen, when you are doubting and scratching that essence of beauty in you, actually you're ruining everything. And this is what everybody does. What will happen to nafsi mutmainnah? The thinking will scratch it, this little one. But what about that one? But how about this one? It says, this. When you're talking about your heart, that should be clear and open like this. It's not something that you play with. Yes.
In order that he may untie the knot of a difficulty, he has put a golden spade into ordure. Suppose the knot is loosened, O adept. It is a tight knot on an empty purse. You have grown old in loosening knots. Suppose a few more knots are loosened.
Okay, the knot. What is the knot? Yeah. The translation of the word is complex. Day, which is not complex, complicating this stuff. Here he's talking about the complex that you could have over there. With what? With bringing this doubt here, bringing that one here, thinking about this, thinking. There are a lot of stuff that you don't need to think. Yes, look at his face. He's looking at me if I'm saying something strange. Is there a situation that you don't need to think? Yes. If If you make a good trip, you go to Italy and you go to Florence, you want to go to the museum and see that statue of Michelangelo, then what? You go there and think? No. When you're facing a beautiful picture, think? What do you think about? You should be impressed by the beauty which is over there, which could be hidden in the complex proportion that you don't know, you don't measure, but it's there. I know proportionally, geometry, I could, it's like, but there is no place of thinking. What do you do when you're listening to a music? That's the point. You should understand that you don't need to think always. The animals, they do, because they do nothing else. Me, when I'm submerged in the music, thinking, you're kidding. What do you mean by thinking? And out of this universe, I go like, really, honestly, there are music that I go drunk. Yeah. So, this is what he's explaining here. He would say, what is this trick that you're playing with yourself? Yes.
The knot that is tight on our throat is that you should not, is that you should know whether you are vile or fortunate.
Yeah.
Solve this problem if you are a man. Spend your breath on this if you have the breath of Adam.
Okay, this is it. The only knots that it's here, the complex that I have in here, is to understand that, am I happy, fortunate, or not? That's what it is. I want to know the level of the happiness that I have, because that's what it is. At the end of the day, if you're not happy with the outcome, why did you do all of that, no matter what it is? So, this is the problem. You should think about this problem. This is the main problem of the human being. So, solve it. Solve this problem and spend all your energy and the power to solve this problem, because this is the problem. You should understand, how could you be happy? The joy when I'm listening or I'm looking at that beautiful piece of art, no matter what it is. What do I get? It's sort of happiness, a joy for getting it. That's what the trick is. Yes?
Suppose you know the definitions of substance and accidents. Know the definition of yourself, for this is indispensable.
Exactly. When you're trying to understand the universe as it is, you want to know the essence of this and that and that. The first one is you. Because this complication I'm talking about, not its complication, not being an animal, living in an animal. That's what we are doing. I'm living in this animal, and I'm not this animal. I'm my thinking, my culture, my knowledge, all of that, right? Here you say, when you want to understand this and that, don't forget yourself. The first thing, the main thing you should do is to understand yourself. That's the key, yes.
When you know the definition of yourself, flee from this definition, that you may attain to him who has no definition, O sifter of dust.
That's what, when we talk about limitlessness, that vast desert that is the most beautiful one, the one that it has no why or how. It's a field the field of existence with no how or why, beyond the logic. That's what we are looking for. Because the joy is beyond the logic. There is no why and how. How could I get drunk with the music? I do. Why? I do. I don't know. I learned it. Yes.
Life has gone in predicate and subject. Life, devoted of insight, has gone in what has been received by hearsay.
Ah, this is it. This is the trick. Your life is wasted about the subjects and something that comes from that subject. It says, you spend your life without the vision we are talking, just what you listen. Because you cannot control this. And the saying of the other people will go in and will influence you. We say, this is how you want to spend your life, just to let the sound sink in you and not thinking? Yes?
Every proof without result and effect is vain. Consider the result of yourself. You have never perceived a maker except by means of a thing made. You are content with syllogism. Mm-hmm. The philosopher multiplies links of proof. On the other hand, the elect is contrary to him. The latter flees from the proof and from the
veil. Hold on. Here there was, he presented a coin to you. One side of the coin is philosopher, the other side is Sufi. Look at it. Because the philosopher will add to the questions and to the argument, but the Sufi will cut it and go to the goal. This is the difference. That's why here we are not teaching philosophy. Right at the beginning we said, we don't believe in philosophy. Why?
Because it's never ending.
I got one of my degrees in philosophy, okay, and I loved philosophy, and I studied philosophers a lot. But at the end of the day, I realized that, okay, but that's another subject. The thing that I'm looking for here is not philosophy. The guy said, I don't care what your education is even. Right? Do you remember? He said, your heart should be opened here. So he will say, the philosopher will add to this. We are beyond the philosophy. Yes. Because the philosopher is hanging on to why and the reason, but the Sufi will run away from it. Yes.
The latter flees from the proof and from the veil. Mm-hmm. He has sunk his head in his bosom for the sake of the object of the proof.
Yeah.
If to him the smoke is a proof of the fire, to us it is sweet in the fire without the smoke.
That guy is sitting, and if there isn't a smoke, then he thinks that, yes, there is a fire over there. That's a logical fellow. We love the fire. Do you remember, for us, fire is the other one. The one that I want to burn this ego. That fire, yes.
Especially this fire, which through nearness and fealty is nearer to us than the smoke.
Yeah. This one, we feel it. We don't need the smoke to see and understand that fire. The fire is here in my heart. So, because it is so closed and I'm relating on it, that's how I see it and I understand it. Yes?
Therefore, it is black villainy to go from the soul towards the smoke.
Yeah. So it's stupid for me, which I'm feeling the heat of it and I'm happy with it,